Lord, today we just worship Him and give Him your adoration this morning. Rising of the sun, to the going of the same, your name is supposed to be praised. Lord God, you've given us something to praise you about, Father. Lord, we join that heavenly chorus of singing hallelujah. When they saw the Lamb came and took the book and break those seals, oh God, the elders bowed down, they four living creatures begin to crowd and sing, hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb, God, worthy, O Lord. Lord God, we lift your name up this morning, giving honor and glory and praise unto you, Lord, who has redeemed us, O God, and given us this hope of, in our hearts, Lord. Even present tense, this great hope of redemption taking place, dear God, bring us to a full and complete redemption this hour, and all the signs identifying unto us, Lord God, that this is the day of redemption. The body is fixed to be changed, for we have seen that last sign, Lord. And oh God, you promise you'll return according to the time of life. Something is going to happen, Lord. And Father, we know you've come back. Oh God, you're moving in the hearts of your children. And bring us, oh God, to this great realization that these things that are happening right now amidst, dear God, right now, very own lives, we can yield ourselves more unto you and make ourselves available. And Lord God, how we take a hold of this opportunity to come, Lord, and lay aside every weight and every sin, to come, Lord God, in prayer, in consecration, to come, Lord, and Lord, waiting on you, that your Holy Spirit, dear God, could move in our hearts in such a way this hour to bring to the complete and total deliverance to each and every one of us, that we truly can show forth that victory, that we truly can manifest that redemption, that we truly can show forth your praises. And dear God, all these that are gathered in here this morning, I pray that your great Holy Spirit, Father, we just take every heart and live together as one. Bring every mind as one. Bring every spirit as one, dear God, under your great headship of your Holy Spirit. And dear God, may just do something amongst us today. The Lord God would cause us to be closer drawn to you. May you touch every heart and every life. Oh God, may this is a divine experience of us being gathered in here today, Father. Lord, we come with that purpose in our heart. We come with that fix in our souls. Oh God, zeroing in, Lord, with this design, our word, and taking a hold of you, that you can do this for us this morning as we come with that purpose in our hearts. May, dear God, you forgive us our sins and our shortcomings. Lord, we don't want nothing to be hindering the mood of your spirit, for we believe that what we ask for, we shall receive. So we pray, dear God, you'd blot out our transgressions, Father. All of you may have sinned and taught in word and in deed. We plead your precious blood, dear God. Bring every spirit subject to the great Holy Spirit now. And Father God, may you just lead us in songs that we can sing and worship you and bring us in your spirit like John was. Oh God, our Bible says John was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And then, Lord, he was caught away. He began to see these great divine revelations. Oh God, that's what we designed. We so brought into that channel of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit can drop right in that channel this morning, and there can be floods of joy, with a surge of the power of the Holy Ghost, strike the hearts and souls of your people, oh God, and them that are seeking that closer walk, a deeper experience, a richer life, a more spiritual life, a life full of power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, a new birth, Lord. Them that are seeking healing for their bodies, oh God. Them that are seeking revelation for their souls. Them that are seeking to be closer drawn to you. Oh God, may there be an experience in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. May every mountain be removed this morning. May every chain be broken, Lord. We cast out every evil spirit this morning. We take every human spirit under our subjection for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray the Holy Spirit, Lord, we just touch every heart, touch your people once again. Oh, in your precious holy hand, for this is the day that you said I will restore. Oh, God, this is the people, Lord, in whose lives and restoration, oh, God, will take place. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just invite your great Holy Spirit now. Come, Lord, and have your own preeminence amongst us. Do it exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Dear God, when we leave this place, may we leave, oh God, so delivered, so yielded, so touched. Oh God, Father, we could have such strength to press on your service. Granted, oh God, we pray. We ask these things. Blessed is everyone that is here and them that might be coming to you, his in the footsteps. Lord God, may you just get honor and glory in this service. We give you thanks, Father. We pray and we ask these things as you told us we should do, that we might receive it. We ask it in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Amen. Oh. weapon in your heart. All the difference when he comes, when he can have the preeminence among his people. Yes, make him feel it. Oh, without his service, without him in this service, it would be in vain. Let him know how we have need of him this morning, how he makes all the difference in our lives, his presence. Oh, this changes everything. Something good always happens when Jesus comes in the midst. We just want to call him on the scene. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name. Oh, won't you draw near to us this morning, Father? May Jesus himself draw near. Hallelujah! Glory, may you yourself stand in the midst of the people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit, I need thee. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in that own gentle way. The disciples were gathered in that room. All of a sudden, Jesus come right through the door. He was in the midst. He was standing in the midst of God. And Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said, "It is I, myself." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "It is I, myself. Handle me." Oh, that's the way we want him. He himself to come. The Lord himself shall descend. Amen. Holy Spirit, I need. Oh, that's why we got it. Check the way. Thank you. we need, you know. Why we need His Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
depths of our hearts. Take it away, Father. Let it be the only desire. Let it be the ruling desire of our lives, Lord. To be like you. Or to be conformed in your own image and your likeness. Hallelujah. Oh my. Just makes me think, you know, the prophet says, so as a little boy, had the first opportunity to read about Edgar Rice Burroughs. He wrote a Tarzan and the Apes. He said, my, so I want to be like Tarzan. He said, I took my mother a rug, I cut it up in pieces, make a little Tarzan suit, climb up in the tree, and decided I want to live in the tree. He said, then I came and I read about the Lone Ranger. He said, I took my mother a broomstick like a hobby horse and ride through the house. Amen. I wanted to be like the Lone Ranger. But then one day, I had a revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, till then, I didn't want to be like nothing else. I just wanted to be like Jesus. Amen. And let that be the desire of our hearts. When we think, you know, this want to be some great person in the world, and some want to model yourself after some Hollywood star or something, you know, some great personality in this world, and you get all kind of thrill and influence by them. But one day the word came to you, amen, and you saw the character and the beauty of Jesus Christ, and that is what you want to be like. Since then, amen, you're going to be changed from glory unto glory until you become like him. Now when you look in the mirror, you will see him looking back at you, amen, and you will become him. Oh, on earth I long to be like him. Let that be a real longing in your heart and your soul. Amen. To be like no one else. Because that's when the Father says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm pleased to dwell in. Hear ye him. Oh my, may that be the principal theme of our lives. To be like Jesus. And we're going to take he dwelling inside of us. To walk like him. To talk like him. To act like him. Amen. To carry the will of the Father. The song says, serene and holy like him. Obedient, lowly like him. That's what we're asking for. Amen. Amen. Praise the wonderful name. One more call. There's a river. Amen. That flows from deep within. I believe that that's where we are. Standing in the flood. Amen. Swimming in the river. We seen it last night. Amen. Having a time of worship down there in Sportsman Homes. Amen. So let's come up here in the tabernacle this morning. Let's keep in that spirit. Keep in that presence. There is a river. Jesus out there in the most being shall flow rivers of the living water. He that believeth in me, the scripture says, this speak he of the Holy Ghost that was to come. Is that right? Amen. There is a river. Yeah. frees the soul from sin. That is, won't you come to this one, children? There is a vast supply. Never shall run dry. So I mean, there's a supply for us, even today as we gather here. Oh, blessed be his wonderful name. Praise and honor and glory be unto the Lamb. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles, Ezekiel 9, maybe Joel 2. You can find Joel 2 and Ezekiel 9. We're very happy to see the quality of participation from the hearts of each and every one that is here. And it's such a beautiful experience for us, you know, to see the people showing that quality of interest. You know, you look and you see the mothers, you see the young school children, you see the workers, you know, just looking there and she said, you know, she come here in a uniform on her way to work. She's playing here and then going straight to work, and then for weeks, you know, he's coverall, and Brother Joe taking the time off from the work, and the housewives, the reckoning them, you know, and all of the callers and everything coming in, and many different ones just swinging by and coming by, all the brothers taking the time off. God is going to meet our needs and give us our reward. Amen. Exactly what we're seeking. Amen. It just shows that we laying something aside to get in His presence. Amen. We're climbing over every wall, pressing through every obstacle. Amen. To be here that we can receive from Him. May our souls be enriched with His presence. Amen. May this word just multiply and fill our every being. Amen. Ezekiel 9. Remember, we've taken Ezekiel with a new birth there, and Ezekiel 36 last week, and we just want to drop to Ezekiel 9, still speaking about the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, where it was going to come and how it came in the New Testament, and so we'll know exactly what these things are and what they represent. In Ezekiel 9, I'm going to read from verse 1. It says, he cried also with the vision he was having in my ears, and a loud voice saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man with a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, and with a writer's ink on by his side. Amen. Thank God there's redemption there. The redemption and judgment always goes together. We always start off showing judgment, but it shows there is redemption right inside of it taking place. A different man. Six of them had a slaughtering weapon, but one had an inkhorn, a righteous inkhorn. And they went in and stood beside a brass altar, and the glory of God of Israel was gone up from the cherub, and I went to dwell over the cherub, and upon which he was, to the threshold of the house, and he called to the man clothed with linen, who had the righteous inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go to the midst of the city, to the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst of it. That's why you're in the midst of the city here. That's why you're here. That's why that man clothed in linen with the righteous inkhorn is here. That's why you sigh and cry, because it's for you that man came. Amen. See? And to the others, he said in my hearing, go after him to the city and smite. Let not your eye spare, neither have pity. Slay old and young. So that means there'll be some old and there'll be some young who wouldn't get sealed. Amen. Amen. Both maids and little children. Remember, there'll be some maids, not little children. You watch and see how you say, I'll pour my spirit upon the handmaidens, the promise unto you and to your children. See what I'm saying? But God is always perfect with that word.
You just watch that in the Bible. See? Come let me any man upon whom is the mark and begin at my sanctuary. That's where we gather this morning. Then they began with the ancient men who were before the house. And he said unto them, defile the house and fill the court with a sling, go forth. And they went forth and slew in the city. And it came to pass while they were slain them, I was left and I fell upon my feet and cried and said, Ah, Lord God, wilt thou destroy the residue of Israel and thy power and thy fury upon Jerusalem? Then said he unto me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great, and the land is full of blood and the city full of perverseness. Remember, we took that word some time back, and it means apostate, to lead astray persons or minds in the right opinion, especially in religious belief. People trying to lead away other people from the Word instead of encouraging them to be established in the Word. He said the city is full of that kind of thing. Amen. For they said, the Lord hath forsaken the earth, and the Lord seeth not. And as for me also, mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their head. And behold, a man clothed with linen, who had the ink on by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as thou hast commanded me. Amen. And Joel 2. Same man with the righteous ink on, the Holy Spirit. That's who he was. And when did he come? He came after the Son of Man was revealed. He came down in that upper room, passed through there, and then began to go through the seal of all that was of his. Just like he's doing today in this hour. Joel 2. God giving the same promise in another form of words, I should say, another form of words, but the same thing he's speaking about. We're going to take on verse 21. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice. For the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, you beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately. In other words, he hath given you the teaching of the word. Former rain is a teaching. So here why you should rejoice? He's giving you the teaching. And that's the beginning of the point of the Spirit. Amen. It comes first as word, and then it comes as power to make the word live. Amen. But it both is the Holy Spirit. It two reigns. Yes, amen. But the word is the Spirit now. Amen. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. The latter rain is the rapturing faith, the harvest rain. So I'll give you the teaching rain and I'll give you the rapturing faith. Now the rapturing faith, you can speak things into existence, you can, you know, speak salvation, speak creation, speak power of the earth with the rapturing faith. See, that's what it is with the seven thunders. It's the teaching that is to come forth first. I wait until they hear that, then I want you to do these other things. And the teaching rain and your harvest rain, the rapturing faith. And the floor shall be full of wheat, the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. Oh, my, every home will have bread on the table. Amen. Could break bread to one another in the home. Don't spiritual talk. Could anoint your chair with oil. Amen. The face will shine. And you have the oil of gladness in your home. Chew it all in, put down there, crying and frustrated, and the mother vexes you, putting them, and no, oil of gladness. Chill like olive plants. Is that right? Why like a fruitful vine? You have wine and oil in the home. Where it is? In the form of the wife and the children? Sure. That's what it is. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts had eaten, the cankum and the caterpillar and the palm of my great arms I sent among you. And you shall again plenty and be satisfied and praise him of the Lord your God, who hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am present tense in the midst of Israel. And that I am the Lord your God. Not Luther God, not Wesley God, not the Pentecostal God. The Lord your God. And none else, my people, shall shall never be a she, but it shall come to pass afterward. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. The young men shall see visions. Add that to the Alpha. Amen. Launch upon the servants and upon the handmaidens. In those days will I pour out my spirit. Amen. I will show wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire, brilliant smoke. The sun shall turn into darkness, the moon into blood, before the great and terrible of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. What are you here this morning for? Calling on the name of the Lord, you shall be delivered. What is that? In the restoration. Amen. That the hour would be. Amen. For in Mount Zion, are we not in Mount Sinai? We had Mount Zion. Hagar was Mount Sinai, the bondswoman, the denomination. But Sarah was Mount Zion, the free woman. Amen. The real wife. Is that right? Sure. And you have the marriage certificate, the wedding band, and you receive his name. Yes, you know. You come into an union in this day, with invisible union. And shall be deliverance as the Lord had said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Amen. You may have a seat. Oh man, we certainly want to. Everyone want to just feel relaxed and settled. We know why these services are. We started off, we have been the seventh service today. No wonder we feel so good already, because, you know, there's the Holy Spirit just coming down a little closer. Just moving right in amongst us as our hearts just get set in that channel, or spirit set in that attitude, and the Holy Spirit will just take that word and make it spirit now inside of us, spirit and life. Let the seed bring forth of its kind inside of you. Seed have been planted, have been sown through the teaching. Then the Spirit comes to make that word spirit and life. So you worship God no longer after the oldness of the letter, but the newness of the Spirit. And when you speak, then your words are spirit and life too.
Amen.
Amen. And that's exactly what it is, because you become the manifested epistle. Amen. What was being taught as a lesson, you become the living reality of the thing now. Amen. Like Jesus, he was the word himself, and he took the word itself. The priest was teaching about the Messiah, but then came the walking Messiah.
Amen.
Amen. It was a difference. It wasn't somebody talking about the thing, but somebody was the thing. That is what is happening. The word is becoming flesh, and the flesh is becoming the word. This is the age. Flesh will become word.
Amen.
Exactly right.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Flesh will change some people. Flesh have already turned heavenly. It is becoming word. You mean flesh gonna come and cast in no more? Sure. In this generation, this hour, you shall not all sleep. You shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. And when I think these days of, you know, the Holy Spirit just moving and setting us ready for the resurrection, all these great mysteries about the shout and the voice and the trump and the Lord being descended and the Lord here, and the only provided place of worship, and the bride coming, that only place, and the Holy Spirit, you know, just pouring out the form and latter rain into the hearts of his children, and but they're working the dynamics in a measure while the headstone is coming down, while they're maturing, becoming the word. See? And when I think of it, I say, my, you know, here it is, and God already revealed it. You are all a part of that bride. That's why you're all getting those experiences. That is why I'm giving you those revelations. I'm setting you in order. I'm setting your spirit in order. I'm setting your home in order. I'm setting your life in order. I'm putting you in the right attitude where the Holy Spirit can just project himself out through you. Sure. So here, it's happening to us. And what is happening to us, we realize it was his program for this day. So then that means he is interpreting his word in our lives, because we are called for such.
Amen.
And then when we see it happening, then we know then, my, you know, that voice of the archangel, when them sleeping saints come, the world will not see them. Can't you see what we're getting ready for?
Amen.
What kind of experiences we're getting ready for? We have already been united physically. The one shall be taken, the other shall remain. The one, well, or where the carcass is, when the Son of Man begins to be revealed, where the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together.
Hallelujah.
To feed upon the body word, and the feed of the word, they are becoming the word.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And then what that is going to do, then that's going to take us to a further union.
Amen.
See, first, our first union is with Him. He's dropped down and found you and quickened that sin in your heart. You are mine. I've come to take you back. You are mine. You're wandering in darkness. You're like a little seed in the ground there in the darkness, dead in sin and trespasses. But the quickening power came and quickened you up. Raise you up in heavenly places. Begin this. What is heavenly places? Your position in the Word. Your position in Christ. Christ is the Word. He's going to show you that you're born for a purpose. Then I say, oh Lord, that's why I feel so in the world. That's why I couldn't be satisfied. That's why I went in this. That's why I went in that. That's why I went in that. And it couldn't satisfy me. And that's why I seem like a different everybody else. Nobody can understand me. He said, yes, that's what you saw. You was looking for this.
Amen.
But because you had amnesia and you're born among chickens, you didn't know what an eagle was like.
Good.
So the one struck you. He said, my, there's people like me.
Good.
Is something going on? This is no imagination. Look at the people of the same kind of experience.
Hallelujah.
Then when we look in the world, we see that the people in other ages have the same kind of experience.
Hallelujah.
In every age. So he's not just saying that this is not the experience. Paul had the same experience. Peter had the same experience. Moses had the same experience. Is that right?
Amen.
Luther had the same experience. Wesley had the same experience.
Amen.
And they realized it was different. And it happened to us. And then we realize when that is taking place, what is he doing? He's setting us in order for something great.
Yeah.
That first union with him, and that second union, watch one another. We begin to, I'll see you in the rapture. We're going to meet one another in the rapture. Oh, and God bless you, brother. God bless you. We are here. We are making it together. God said, this is your brother. This is your sister. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mine. You mean that you are a part of the family of God. And you have some other family you will see soon. Because people like to see the family.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. You got a family in heaven and earth is named after the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's the way you think of when you read the Bible and you say, you get killed about Moses, and you get killed about this one and no one, and they get killed about Abraham. Is there anything to get killed about them for? They're not your family.
Amen.
And they're going to come back in the resurrection because we have a great family reunion coming. It's having set, and it's not too far again.
Amen.
Amen. So then we realize that the next gathering is going to be with them.
Amen.
Oh my, and each union is something unique happening. First union with him. Oh my. You need to wake up to a spiritual realization. I ain't going to treat that you no more. There is something in your heart. Amen. You're going to see the world. You mean I was in this Bible all the time, and I was stumbling around in darkness, being pushed from pillar to post, you know, in the world, defeated and frustrated and trying this, and I said, you know, trying to be like Tarzan, and trying to be like a Lone Ranger, and trying to be, and then my life was led in the book. And I thought I had to go quite Tibet. I thought I had to go Tibet. That's where I was going. I get ready to store away and go to the Himalayan mountains and find out where I come from. Who am I? And not knowing the lane here. We had the old book. I didn't walk over the New Testament in my pocket. And he said, I'm going up the wall and I get high and begin to read. And you know, I read and, you know, just because I called him something.
Yeah.
But I didn't know where to read it. The angel didn't come to minister unto me my strange life and show me where I was in the book yet. Same for you. Then you come, and you do it. Oh, you're strange. You might be strange in your family, but you're strange with your natural relatives. But then he brought you to a place, and you look across there, and it's like you know almost every face.
Amen.
That's even another sister. That's another brother somewhere. Maybe I've never met somewhere before. It is something strange. There's a resemblance. What is going on? Is another from that union, it brings another union.
Amen.
And that second union brings what? A greater realization of what was happening in the first union.
Amen.
Now you still thought it's an oddball. You still thought, well, this thing is really right. That experience, I tell some people they don't understand it.
True.
But then you come in and place everybody has the same experience.
Amen.
You say, my, I thought long we had to join a church and get into a book. But then if I, you mean God, how long have people still been born into it? Sure. No wonder when you come inside again, everybody has the same experience.
Amen.
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 See, when Peter looked at Paul looked at Philip looked at John, they all have the same experience.
Amen.
See, in that day, they all saw the same Elijah, saw the same Jesus, and the same Holy Ghost came.
Amen.
Sure. And they left me something. Maybe they something like to wear red clothes, some like to wear like a blue clothes, some like to wear suits, some like to wear suits. Some everybody is different. Maybe eat some like eat this steak, some like chicken, some prefer beef, some different things. Some of them are vegetarian or whatever they was. But they met the same Elijah, the same Jesus, had the same Holy Ghost. Some was poor, some was rich, some was middle class, but all of them was brothers and sisters in Christ as one. When you look and you see how God does those things, I tell you, in that second union, you say, my, is something really happened? You can't think of something's happening. He's at another age, and God is calling his own out.
Yeah.
Then from that, what happens? It comes to us, when we meet those other people, you think what you do to us? We think we meet some really pretty good saints. We think we meet some men and women of faith. You say, but that brother here, I tell you, he's solid, boy. That sister, actually, she's a real believer. I tell you, when I talk to that sister, I feel she feel strengthened that in the world. It's something about when saints get together.
Amen.
Last week, we don't get sportsman hall. The Holy Spirit is moving. We just fellowship in the end. And the only things are gone. And my, I tell you, you get with saints that all they talk is the word. No matter what, there's the word coming out of the word. And you realizing that is going to be. As it comes closer to the last trumpet. And when that trumpet is going to sound, you see, that's why we're getting so close and getting this atmosphere, and we're so becoming the word, because when that trumpet sound, those right there who is part of the same word, who went down with the same life, looking for the same promise, it can't help but everything is cling together like that.
Amen.
It push us all together like that. Because Paul died with the same faith, Peter died with the same faith, Columba, Luther, all of them, they died with faith. Amen. That they have met God in that hour. The same Jesus who was walking in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks was calling them out. Amen. That's why we're here. We're not here for any other thing. And if we fail to see what is happening, why are we here, then we really wouldn't be motivated to the purpose.
Amen.
See? Because we know that we are here by the word.
Amen.
And we are here for the word.
Amen.
And we are here because God made a promise. And God himself is bringing the power of the promise. And through his grace, he has enlightened us and allowed us to know these great happenings that have taken place.
Amen.
And already there is a supernatural element, it's a revelation.
Yeah.
But the world don't know about it. The world just passing the road. They see a religious service. They think it's just a next church service. I wonder if they have a service anymore. And they kind of wonder if they pass by. Maybe think it's something. That's what people pass by. They think, hey, they open a school there, you know, something, and you know. But what's happening is something inside of us being caught up in a certain place.
Yeah.
And scriptures in this Bible that have been revealed to us, our faith is causing us to want to start to anoint them scriptures.
Amen.
Because it's telling us that it's us, that is for us, and that is for now.
Amen.
And then that was not strange, because that is how it was in every age. It's just the way he does it.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Lord.
See? And you know, the word will be coming and showing you, get your homes in order, get this in order. Because why? We're going to have not just visitation of heavenly angels like he had back there. We're going to have visitation of earthly angels.
Amen.
Sure.
True.
And he says, you better be careful because you entertain angels unaware.
Amen.
When seven angels who had preached and listened come back with the people at the last trumpet, and they said, I appear to you. If you're not in a certain atmosphere in your home to entertain them, she may come walk up to Abraham's house, walking and dusting the clothes and trying to stop in, maybe pass a few other tents along the road while it's coming, but it's heading to a certain tent.
Amen.
The visitation wasn't for the rest, the visitation was for him.
Amen.
Because on earth, he was going through an experience and had reached a certain junction where it was time for a change of body. And it's time for judgment of the world. So he needed to get heavenly visitation to bring the extra faith needed to bring on the change that the judgment could take place and he could produce the promise.
Amen.
You know the prophet said he had a drought there. Cattlemen was cowering, complaining, the businessmen, inflation, recession, they were cowering too and booking all his schemes. Sarah was fretting the house. It's what Abraham sitting in the tent during the heat of the day. something, you knew something, like the day, somebody say, you know, when you can fall in touch with the spirit, I think I should just forget this thing, you know, let's walk aside a little bit and kind of sit and put the tape on or something and meditate. I feel like the Holy Ghost wants to come close, amen. I feel like Gabriel wants to come on the scene, amen. I feel like Michael wants to drop down there and talk to you, amen. Yes, sir. You in the atmosphere.
Amen.
You know, ordinary person. Amen. Came to Mary. She didn't have the Holy Ghost yet. She had to go to the upper room and get it at home. Came to Zechariah and Elizabeth.
Amen.
But then when you watch them, they was consecrated. She's walking on the well of the water, thinking about the scriptures. The mind was in a certain atmosphere, talking about him, meditating on him.
Amen.
Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. What did the angel say when he came to the prophet? First thing, I'm sent to live in the presence of Almighty God. Jesus is coming soon. Your word, your thoughts speak louder in heaven than your words on earth. Is a channel.
Yeah.
I'm believing when I'm home, you're sitting all like Cornelius home. You're gonna just drop right on the side of there. You're gonna move through there. Oh, you may wanna see something big, snowy wings. That was scared to death. Sure. You can see the little light over the room and I turn it from my walk on it. You have now begin to obey my word. Oh, hey, you may go to the floor. No, a heart attack. So he knows we can take. But when his presence comes and the results it brings will always be the word and you'll always know it's him.
Amen.
So if there's something big and snow, you come and scare you and it's not according to the word, it's still not him.
Amen.
It must be according to the word. That is why you see Peter and Paul and nowhere in the Bible. They never tell nobody that going to upper one and sit down to get the Holy Ghost and tongues of fire come and they'll hear and I win. They never taught that. You can find worship in the Bible, they taught that. But that was the teaching. That wasn't the experience. That God didn't say, I'll give everybody that experience.
True.
Otherwise, they'll teach you how to get that way.
True. Amen.
See?
Amen.
You don't find them teaching that. But you find them teaching, repent, be baptized, and you shall receive.
Amen.
Find them teaching that. Because that is the pattern. Luke just described how the event took place.
Amen.
But that's the pattern of experience of the believer. There's a definite pattern of experience for the believer.
Amen.
That leads to prescription. See, that's where people's mind is good. When your mind gets out the scripture, then he says, well, I'm the people that have the wrong conception of what those are looking for.
Amen.
And that's why they couldn't recognize it when they saw it.
Amen.
Why? Then, you know, Peter said, thought the Christ, Son of the living God. Nathanael said, Rabbi, thought the King of Israel, thought the Son of God. Do you want to do one day? We know Messiah come. You'll do this thing. He said, ask you. He said, come see a man, this is the Messiah. And then the same priest said, look, he's Beelzebub. Isn't this Joseph and Mary's son? They look at the same man. But one was seeing the man by the scripture, one was just seeing the man with the eye. One knew what to look for to identify Messiah. One, because he didn't come out of the church, it wasn't the Messiah. See, and he tell them, if you don't believe I'm going to believe the works, they testify of me. In other words, he's trying to get them to search the scriptures and testify who I am.
Amen.
Look for me, how the scriptures are going to come and you'll recognize me.
Amen.
And if you ever look for him, in a way the scripture didn't teach, you would never see when he comes.
Amen.
You would, because you'd be blinded by your conception.
Amen.
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 And that's what I was even saying the other day, how many people fail to receive from God, seeking God, you know, for the Holy Spirit in their life and these things, and because they have the wrong attitude, it blocks their prayer. Because many times they're praying for the Holy Spirit and without the desire for the Holy Spirit to fulfill the purpose he's been sent for. See, the Holy Spirit is being given for a certain purpose. You see, you have to know what this and what is given for and the results it brings when it comes. So then you will know by what you have and what result it's bringing, you have received what God said, because it's doing what it's supposed to do when it comes. You see? So then if you want the Holy Spirit, because you want to say, I don't want Jesus Christ, go, I want the Holy Spirit. No, if he's coming to you, he's going to make you a co-worker. He might make you dress different. And you may not want to dress different. He might make you want to testify in public to your friends, and you may not want to be seen as a fanatic. You will become hated, and you may not want to become hated, because you may love popularity. And when the Holy Spirit has been given for its own purpose, God Jesus said, the Holy Ghost is going to come and lead you back to all truth. He will take a man and shall show it to you. He shall bring up to you remembrance, show things to come. Is that right? You're going to continue to work inside of them. That's why when the Holy Spirit came in them, but he made them give up everything that they had. And then he sent persecution upon them. They have nothing to go back to, and they had to flee for their life. But in doing that, he was putting his message in that age. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Oh yeah, sure. Because if your desire and your whole attitude and wanting the Holy Ghost is wrong, then that blocks your prayer, because you see, God has a purpose why he justifies and sanctifies a person. Amen. Before he sent the Holy Spirit, he has a purpose of justifying them. Amen. He has a purpose of sanctifying. Who is he sanctifying for? He's getting ready to come and live inside of you.
Amen.
And what are you going to come and live inside of you for? Not to leave yourself home and read. No, he has a work for you in that age. He gives you power for service, and his service is already in the Word. So you will do his service according to his own will. And his will is that Word. What he wants done. Like he tells Philip, he said, look, if you with the Holy Spirit, he tells Philip, you leave this revival here and go down there in the desert. And he can do it because you have the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost can make him do that. See, that's what God wanted, you see. And when you see like Paul and them were beaten there in jail, but God wanted them inside, right inside there. Singing and praising midnight, changing their hand, on their back, swollen and bleeding from the whipping that they had received. But right inside of there, they could speak to the Philippian jailer, man could come out, be delivered in a church, that we could have the epistle to the church at Philippi, because that church had started there, because they didn't grumble when they get licks and get tired, and when they see him putting them in jail, he said, I'm a Roman citizen, because he did it afterwards. When they send the people to bring them out, right? And Paul said, let the same people. But he know to put the squeeze on people to, you know, rub them the next way. He's a Christian, you know. You see, he know, oh, you try to pressurize me and think I know the Lord, and think we look stupid and beat us up and put us like that. He said, because we felt the leader, the Holy Spirit, God had work for us to do. We kind of wait and quiet to see what's going before we react. So now we recognize the work is done. He says, let the same people come and take me out of here. We'll send somebody else. So yeah, I'm a Roman citizen. I'm going to appeal my case to Caesar. They have a beg and say, look, get, don't make no fuss, you see? He cannot put the pressure in there. But he cannot plead that right there from the time that they're going to arrest them. And all he felt is a prisoner. No one said, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, chained to the Holy Ghost. That's the way when the Holy Ghost comes to a man, like, he wanted to go over to Asia, you know, and the bishop might say, no, go to Macedonia. We have to change your plans. As much as it was, as big as the crowd was over there, he said, no, he's like, I even know where it's going down there, but the spirit will change and go there. And the spirit in the prophet says, look, keep walking. And the prayer, Lord, I'm praying and the meetings, keep walking. Cancel your ticket. You're not going to Jerusalem. Go to Cairo. Go to and come up the other way. Sure, you'll cancel it. It's a full of provision, millions of Bibles. The meetings are all set up. The Jews going to come. Holy Ghost said, cancel the ticket. What's the Holy Ghost been given for? To come in to do the work he wants done.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Man is led by the Spirit. One of the things we took here. Yeah? We took St. John 3, and we took them three things in St. John 3. How Jesus was teaching that new birth. And what the three things was. He took a birth of a child, he had born of flesh, and he had been born of spirit. To see and to enter that kingdom. Then we took the second thing he told the Holy Ghost, he used the illustration of a wind.
Yeah.
So it's a man born in the spirit, a man like the wind, you can't tell where it comes from, where it blew it. Then we took the third one last week, the brazen serpent, and showed that they had to know that it was bitten, they had to know the poison wasn't there, they had to know that it was dying, they had to know that God had provided a way for that. He wasn't going to come out of it any other way. The only way to come out of the serpent bite is the brazen pole.
Amen.
No other way. Can't go to educate yourself, can't go practice modern medicine, can't go and try to go in your laboratory to try to find a new cure. You have to go to the atonement. And that has shown us exactly. We can't bring in a person by education, we can't bring them by joining, we can't bring them by nothing else. If we bring them, they have to come to where Calvary.
Amen.
That's why I see they were rugged men. They didn't try to soft people into the gospel and try to make a bunch of church members. They preached that message across. They point them to it. They said, you have to die. Because Jesus himself did it. He said, come up for you're going to die to die alone. All the great big philosophical Greeks. They thought they were going to have some new education and some new plan and program. He said, no, you're going to die.
Amen.
Amen? So unless a person's attitude and desire is not in line with God's purpose, revealed in his word, then they're acting wrong. If you're acting wrong, then you're not in harmony with the Holy Spirit, who is the one to come and dwell in you. And so many people, many times, as I said, not being honest before God in prayer. And they get down in prayer, and they begin to pray, and God brings up something right there and says, you have to kill that. But, you know, like, was it Saul in the Bible? He didn't kill everything? Is that right?
Amen.
And he was rejected? Sure. He was rejected. Because he speared the flesh. And then he tried to use it and say, like, you know, we're going to sacrifice to God and different things and make a whole big religious atmosphere out of it. But no, Samuel said, what's that? It's bleating. He says, you're supposed to obey that word. That was going to bring it. See? And, you know, many times you see they try to make the law, you know, things in their life. And the thing that they should spend time on pray on, they don't spend time praying on those things. They mention it. As just another item on the list. And that is the root right there of why everything is. I tell you this thing about the spider. See? I mean, a little humorous, but you see, a truth in there.
Amen.
Yeah.
True.
See, when the person praying, Lord, you know, kill all the cobwebs in my life, kill all the cobwebs in my life, kill all the cobwebs in my life. And then, brother, say, Lord, I'm going to kill the spider. Because when you kill that spider, then all the more cobwebs.
Yeah.
When that nature is producing all the things dead, then your problem is done. And he comes and says, all the drinking, smoking, and that is sin. And the attributes of a nature. So you see, when sometimes to accept that, it kind of, you see yourself belittled. You see yourself lower than really where you are esteem yourself to be. But sometimes, to be honest with God, it's better to esteem yourself lower always. Because anybody can lift you up, he can lift you up. And the same way, if you have something that's right, and you pray, Lord, take it away, he's going to take it away. If you pray to ignorance, Lord, take it away, take away this vision, the Lord said of the devil, take it away, Lord, take it away, I don't want it no more. He said, no, that's for this, I give you that, you pray wrong. Pray right now. I send that. So sometimes we feel that if we pray wrong about something, you know, it's going to change the situation. You know, so you kind of always want to make yourself feel like, you know, let me tell you, I said to you right in this meeting, it's always better to underestimate yourself than to overrate yourself. Don't think how big you can be, think how little you can get. It's got to do it. And what God purposed to do in... You don't have enough people, you don't have enough angels, you don't have enough satans to change God's mind. But God does not change his mind about his word.
Yeah.
When God says he's going to do something, it'll be done. Notice the prophet tells us, he said, the vision came, he said, oh, thus said the Lord, you shall be well. He said, you don't even have faith. Because it's not your faith going to do it. God said it's going to move, it's going to move. He said, whether you believe it or not, it's going to happen. So when that vision breaks for a person. You understand?
Yeah.
Well, that's the sovereignty of God. It's when that vision breaks. He said, let him have the baby, whether you believe it or not. I don't care whether you believe it or not. That's my business. I see this vision, that's going to happen. Go ahead.
Amen.
Sure.
Amen.
Then her faith could bring something, could bring a blessing.
Amen.
Her faith could bring a healer, her faith could bring a blessing. God may require her faith to bring certain things, but then the sovereignty, he may bring certain things.
Praise the Lord.
Don't want to Paul say, woe is me if I don't preach the gospel. I don't want to be the messenger of the age again, Lord. Treat somebody else. You think Moses didn't say, I finish. I tried. Did I help out in the past world? I tried to kill the man, your medication and everything. I got to be a shepherd now. Went to be a shepherd of 40 years. Look at God, going to use the man again. God come right back and say, get back down here. Exactly. Exactly. That's the word. God, you see, when God says something, I'm praying about you don't want to be that no more. I think God already can reveal and prove that. And this is where we just get settled in the will of God. And be able to take a hold of real substance faith. Lord, you said it. Shepherd, you know what His will is. And sometimes it's just enough and just good just to know the will of God for you. Somebody has to understand the whole poker and everybody else's part. That way you get in trouble. But it isn't for you to know the whole plan, all the parts. All you have to know is just your part. And when you do your part, you will be in harmony with the rest. But he will get the rest doing their part too. Amen. When you show you try to figure out this part and who's in the part and who's in the part, then you compare your part with somebody else's part and where the other parts that go with this, and you have problems. See? And you just do your part right there. Be faithful. Whether it's being done, and it seems like it's a corner. Who has seen David in the backside of the woods?
True.
Who has seen him there?
True.
We know something? He had a day he's going to come in the eyes of all Israel.
Amen.
And they'll sing, David killed 10,000. But why would they put us fighting the back up in front and things going great? Man, we are saying, I'll walk you out here too. You only put the burden on me to keep me in the back here. But even when he came down, he said, what are you doing down here? You see? But God had his time. Look at John, up in the woods outside here. And all this is a snake, viper, wild locust, honey, all kinds of things inside there. All kinds of dry, dead trees. But one day you stand by that Jordan, the power of God will bring over all regions. Out in the wilderness. Leave their homes and travel in the hot desert to come to go in that water right there where he's standing. God is going to do it. You see? Then Moses on the backside of the desert. Think you, but these sheep, like, nah, no food wrong here. I cannot fool in the backside of the desert to get food for them. And going, not knowing. When you so tied up in more sheep business, and like you're going further into that, God is getting ready now. The supernatural, break one of them, boom, like that. So, and in 5 minutes, you see things that 40 years young you never seen.
Yeah.
Show.
True.
And then look at the guys follow us.
Grace is all God.
Basically, you mean it take 40 years to beat it out here? To get him where God wants him? Where there's no trust in himself. No trust in your own ability.
Amen.
Where sometimes you question God by yourself out there. Because you're looking for God, everything fruitless and dry and unproductive and getting harder and more problems and, you know. And you want to die the life? My mother would say, you know, question all your mother say no. Maybe that was wrong, but it didn't come to pass in Egypt when I tried. See? But God, in His own time. That's where, so you see, the reason the word had to come to be open to us is that we might know that God is the unchanging God, and this word is the revelation of that God. And we, in this age, would see the same kind of experiences identified. And we should not let circumstances, we should not let situations, we should not let any of these things get us to a place to have us all to crumple up and we can't know what's really going on, we're all confused. But we can have our hearts set and learn to be patient. And wait upon the Lord. And know to make a strike for Him. And as He using that hand to make that strike, you will be a dead blow to the enemy.
Amen.
I don't know if you jump here and try to kill snakes all the time, kill so much of snakes. When we're done, we get about 25 stings and we kill one snake. Exactly. He said, if I come back in the first, you're going to come back in this life? Or would you come back in the first 25 years, second 25 years, or 25 years? He said, come back in the first 25 years. Can I be more experienced then? I will know all the pros and cons. I will know where all of the mistakes, I'll know where I was too anxious, where I tried to run, I tried to jump this into manifestation before the time, and where I get kind of woke up and all this thought that God will bring this to pass because things are different. And no, I learned to read, I learned to watch it. You see? Remember when God is doing something like a person, though he can do it, God can still overpower an unconverted man's mind and make an unconverted man say something against God in the past. God can do that. But you see, that is not the man that fall in the beginning. The man that fall in the beginning was perfect in every way. So God's not going to bring it back from some halfway, people go to heaven and say, we make it here. But you don't doubtfully, we never go to another, we never wait, I'm not getting patience, everything God comes to me, otherwise God, I never can wait 2 more weeks. Let me tell you. The faith in the bride right now, if the Lord come in the year 2050, we'll serve God with the same expectation every day.
Amen.
That's what the revelation is. Because how you could serve eternal God and kinda put a time frame and kinda change that. To get the influence through your anxiety? No. It's a surrendered heart to accept the will of God.
Amen.
That if Jesus, when you think God himself, think of this. One of the commandeered, and he showed before, he can speak about the existence and step in and commandeered. And God come and create a sperm and an egg. And God waited there for 9 months. For that to fall. Cell upon cell. And wait for every bird pain. And wait for that slow donkey ride. Then God come there. And God starts to learn to walk in that little baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And God starts to learn to walk in that baby and walk and fall along and give up and start to walk. And then God come a little boy and get under subjection. To the family. And God going to workshop and started work and waiting. And God waited 30 years! And then God walked on the Jordan that morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are we in the hurry? We are real! Lack of revelation! Lack of faith! Because we're not really caught up in a sphere of eternal life.
Amen.
It is human spirit trying to manipulate God.
Amen.
Eternal life is set for God said so.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
But when you begin to see how real those things are, and every always a time. The things God did, fall down, walking on a cross, heavy, weary, the load on the cross. I mean, think, God holding this whole planet space, God fall on a cross. You see? And the hill's steep. And you mean God couldn't have shot the hill for his own self? He had to embarrass himself like that? Couldn't make it up, couldn't die on the flat? You mean God put such wicked Romans in to beat him? And kill him and Muslims say, any man only 10 strokes the man. And then gave him 2 couple taps and send him on. I mean, the man done bomb and chain and go and get killed in a little while. What you man go through all that for? No. He endured every bit of pain this human race is going to suffer.
Amen.
He bear the degree that who suffered the most will ever suffer. And while he was doing it there, he had us on his mind.
Yeah.
It wasn't even drunk with pain and this and what's going on. He was thinking of everyone through every age that would ever come. That would come and look at Calvary and have faith and say, death was finished right there. He died for me right there. I can have faith for him. I can have faith for the Holy Ghost right there. You can look and see it. He did it. That's why the work stand true. And God, you think God can make it 3 ages instead? And pack up. If one age had 2 million, and again, lesser and lesser all the time, God can make it 10 times that, so all the elect could have come in 3 ages instead of putting it up in 7.
Yeah.
If he's hurry. He wasn't hurry about nothing. See? Anxiety, you come from revelation. And that worry. That comes from the human spirit. But you know, there's a time and there's a season for everything.
Amen.
When it's time for new moon has come. When you have first quarter, you can't bring new moon. I'll wait. I'll wait for full moon. Sure. You see, and many of we don't see how insolent we are, how absurd we are, and how we, when we approach God, many times, how ignorant, and you know, we are by trying to make like a God word is slow, be kept back or something, or God is a lazy God, and we want to move, and we have the zeal to get the thing done. You know, we gotta realize, no Lord, you lead us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, Lord, the way you're going, I may think so, but you're always the right way. Take away this thought from me.
Amen.
Don't let it dominate my mind. Let me live under your influence.
Amen.
Let me see through your eyes.
Amen.
See? And then you want to see. You think God took a prophet from them, a little boy, 7 years old, yeah? Talked to him the first time. And waited until about 46 years, and then sent the angel to tell him certain things about his life. God is patient. He does it in his own time. Then he went out meetings and preaching, get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And God is waiting. And then one day a vision came and said, go to Arizona and wait now. And you all said, go on and tell him when, you're still waiting. Running on the hawks that day, boom, like an explosion went off. See? Then God came. And when God came, God can tell me everything right there. But God said, go back to Jeffersonville now. You know, just in the Midwest, go back to Jeffersonville. You feel that now? He said, go back to Jeffersonville. We're going to come to you.
Amen.
God has his own way of doing things.
Amen.
Oh. Amen. That's the word.
But as it begin to reveal to us, let God just punch a hole in our heart and drain out all that human spirit and all that impatience and these things. And let God put real patience. Patience is the virtue that don't really succumb under trial. It don't give up. Regardless of what the situation is, it wait there, hanging and wait. And David said, wait, I see. And this neurotic age, everything around you except is impatient. Because it's a hurry, hybridization. This, that is hurry. It's going for a different direction. You speed it up fast. Food, the whole world is in a turmoil around you. It's a neurotic age. And you got to stay inside of there and say, I am a different world. Function by a different law.
Amen.
And I'll make sure the spirit of our world and get upon me. And then have me trying to serve God with some kind of attitude.
Amen.
See? And you got sitting right there. Because let me tell you, God is on time. God is on time.
Amen.
Everything in this world is going to come to pass. Exactly the way God said. The third pearl will do great things in our midst. Amen. The sleeping things will appear and we will see them. We will be changed in a moment and a twink of an eye. There will be a gathering time. There will be a screen, a press comes out. There will be that time. Exactly. I say, well, why can't we see this? No. Lord, just wait taking us through here.
Yes.
Let's settle.
Yes.
Just the thing you see in me.
Yes.
You see me a little bit. I didn't see myself.
Amen.
But I saw it, you know, my eyes out of focus. Let me see the things.
Yes,
they showed me there. Need to lay aside that weight.
Yes,
lay aside that sin.
Amen.
Get child here, set in the spirit in this attitude.
Yes.
Start humble myself here. Then watch and see. When all is set, then watch and come down.
Yes.
You're not asking to do nothing there. Because he has a body now prepared.
Yes.
See, he's preparing a body for himself. A body has God prepared. And the message gave a preparation through that message to the local body. He prepared a body for himself. Worldwide, but I'm talking local because we're local here this morning. See? Come down and move inside and amongst us. You watch and see. When we come, we know we can't be unsettled and this. You know, all the things. You want to talk to church two times, this is the and then you get all straight and like a church, I'll be like, I have the Holy Ghost. And, good morning, mommy. Good morning, dad. You know, so, what do you have for breakfast this morning, mom? Is it ready yet? Oh, no, well, I'll be waiting right here with my Bible until breakfast is ready, Mom. You know, you didn't treat me like that. Let me tell you. You may tell them 10 times, and you have your head as hard as ever. You know why? Because I trouble God hard with you too.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You were magic for them, but you know, God has hard with you. Well, God said, no. You are training for your decent to be real inside of you. When you really start to get into that place, you start to see those things. God is going to realize, oh God, you mean, Lord, they give me the control? They were teaching me to get me to be half preeminences, and here did my children here in this situation. You see, you want to sit. You want to sit in your home. You want to sit in your life. But you see, as you read the scripture there, God's promise, you will come and you start seeing them in your forehead. You see, your forehead is what? Your revelation.
Sure. Amen.
Where power has come from? Man could misuse power.
Yes.
Man could try to glorify the word power. Where power comes, it comes by revelation. Yes. Revelation. Jesus had all the power inside him. But you were waiting for orders. I came to the Father, show me.
Amen.
See? Your will, the obedience, the prisoner.
Amen.
See?
It
might look more glorious and might make my brother like a more powerful man to say death until they pack a man out dead. But the character says, I forgive you.
Amen.
And some people didn't realize that the Holy Spirit don't question whether he didn't say anything else is going to happen. And figure he said, well, that's the easy way out. You're going to see all kinds of things on this. But you see, it wasn't man correcting the paper, it's God.
Amen.
God correcting the paper. See, that's it. You don't live in the humanistic realm here. This one. You don't live in the humanistic realm here trying to, hold people and impress people and hold them under your influence. You know. Anything you want to use an influence is the life of Christ in you.
Amen.
That they could know, you know, and see the motives, see the objective. And see himself being closer drawn to the Lord and loving the Lord more by knowing you and being in contact with you and you have an influence in them. Any other thing would be influence in a wrong channel for a wrong purpose.
Amen.
See? Now I see Uzziah had great influence in Isaiah. But God didn't want that kind of influence. So God had to bring him up to the temple. God had to smack them out with the leprosy, bring him up to the temple. And show the real king and how to behave in the real king presence.
Amen.
How to stay in the place. And it's things that are so. Now, what does it do? It set our hearts, it set our spirits in a certain attitude to begin to relate to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are certain things, you know, you home, and let's say you might be studying at home and quiet in your room and, you know, praying or something. And so they're barging the doors and walk around the closed closet room or something, and you know, you may not like that at your time. You resent that. What's wrong? It's a disrespect to you to what you're doing. The person may say, but man, I have to go to work, I have to get a fire job, my clothes inside, then it's in my room. And, but you say, but if you want to do that, is that way you can do it? You see? No. It's always a way to do things.
Amen.
And many times, you know, if we are only concentrating, well, God asks it and get it. You know, my wife says, I go cook my husband food, I iron my husband clothes, I go do this, you know, do this, and she comes in, hey, look at food. Man, she may take out the appetite right away. She may think, man, did I put peas or cook? You know, I make mayonnaise, I cook steak, I do this, I make callaloo on the side. She really should work hard and hard. And she's looking at, you know, if I was in the market and I went to this grocery, I'm going to get a meat, I went to the next grocery and get a meat. And she get all the work that she do. I think, hi, man, when he see that, the time he see that plate of food, he should be bowed down on a worship or something, you know. But it's not like that. If she, you know, that could be maybe some butter and rice or egg and rice or something. And she can serve that with such grace. And he can feel like he's, you know, Prince of Wales or somebody sitting down there, you know, being served or something. Yeah, sure. And so it is with the Lord. God didn't want Isaiah and Asher to be servant and to represent him. So he had to be Pierre, his servant, to represent him and serve him. And that will just reach every one of us. And when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, it cultivates things within you. Yeah. Holy Spirit teaches you, not just the word here, you know. Because look at it, everything is part of this word. Anything you can see is in the Bible here. There's nothing you can't see or that exists, there's nothing in this word. So, when he teaches the word, he doesn't know me, but Abraham is the prophet's age, and they're the bride age, and you know, the Pentecostal age, you know, was the Pentecostal back then, the Jew. He will teach you the word, so. He will teach you the word even relevant to your place. Because that's where the word will be taught to you. So some of you will need to be taught Proverbs 31 before you even understand seven thunders. And when I see the seven thunders, then I realize seven thunders is Proverbs 31 in Ephesians 5. You see? And the stumbling block that you're trying to get seven thunders and pride and different things, and you're using Ephesians 5, and you're using Proverbs 31, you're using the stumbling brass, think more stumbling brass and tickling cymbal. Amen. It wouldn't be wrong channel. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Sure. Amen. The Holy Spirit gets in your hand, and he'll teach you how to care for your children, how to relate to your husband, how to conduct yourself as a Christian, what kind of influence you can have for him. Because God gives a house right to go and preach the kings and potentates and ministers out there. No. But she can have influence with housewives. That's why you put her in that frequency. You put her in that realm where she'll come in contact with people in that sphere. And that sphere where she have come to get a hold of certain things, she can give out virtue out of her faith and strengthen others who need to be strengthened there too.
Amen.
Sure. Then she have knowledge. Oh, sure. Her home, she like to bring out her goods from far, like the merchant ships. She knows the stuff, you know, gadgets and clothing, cars and these things, and open her hand to know the better. I do have knowledge. She knows how to take care of home, how to make two ends meet, and how to keep things right, and how to hold the family together, and yeah. You know, how to cut here and cut back here. She have knowledge.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, she have temperance too.
Yeah.
Sometimes things hard, and you know, the husband, see all our workforce and them there, and they work against him, and hard work, and the oppression on the boss, and then he trying to make them meet, and he, you know, they're going to beat and he's snapping sometimes. Oh, but she knows to get quiet and pray. And say, Lord, you know, trying to do things nice, but she observes, she says, you get a little temple, you know, and maybe they work, and I need to kind of make home a little more homely now. You know, kind of build the extra in the home so you can balance off the pressure on the work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, godliness. But somebody come into your home, they see the bride, they see like a queen in the home. They see the respect she gives to the husband before everybody. And then she knows too that sometimes she has to be an example, she knows when even to drop off the, you know, for others. Oh, you say, oh sure, you are one there who's still to be trained. So then you know, that's exactly how Elijah, oh, he was like Brother Abraham, the minister there, he don't do things. He said, yeah, he said, I was speaking there by the table, I bring a parable, I was talking to this brother right here.
Amen.
He said, everybody talking about parable, I and his brother, exactly, he said, I met all his needs, and all the case with him, I met him, he was fixed up, by the time he was on the liver going home. You see what I mean? So the same way, oh, she have to know, well, this is saying, you know, it's a heart, it's a minister, a husband. Oh, well, invite her over. Sure. And let us see how to, you know, give honor to your husband. See? Let us see how to relate to your children. She doesn't say one word. It's right here. See? She have wisdom of revelation. Real godliness. To be like Jesus. Jesus in bright form. Right in the home. See? When you want to see a virtuous woman, which the church is, which the church is supposed to be. That's why, see, we try to get there and try the things. You may be frustrated your own life because the things you're trying to reach and grasp is not the things you're trying to reach and grasp. Food that is a gift. So when your minister strengthen himself to get that as a minister, and some holds out killing himself trying to get, I have it again. Enough for you. He's supposed to get and bring it down for you. A hand to right at the table. You gotta go there. You need to just pick the things right around you that you can handle and get right here. Sure. If you get anything other than that, something great, give it to you and thank God for it.
Sure.
You see, what instead of just transfer everything, you study how to read a little sewing so you can help things on your home. Maybe how to learn a few things that keep your home together and bring joy in your home. Maybe how to, to spend more time with the children and teach many children. You know, if you kind of spend time in, so you have a contented home, you have a happy home, you have a home that's built together, you have a home that will respect. When the Holy Spirit comes down inside of there, then you see, we begin to be able to minister to each and every one of us, be able to meet our needs, be able to really reach out and really touch us. See, young men there, they come, and many of them, we have a lot of brothers, young single brothers, and, some of them were not too young either because, but they're single too. And sometimes we have family supposed to say, he doesn't mind himself, I might invite him over for lunch sometimes. We strengthen the body. Because what will be going on many times amongst us? You get clashed the wrong way sometimes, and what you do don't really help the body, it just get you popular with certain people you want to be popular with. But you want to minister nourishment to the body.
Amen.
To the body. So when you do something, in other words, you start off for the weak places in the body. These young ones here, they really need a chance of fellowship. Maybe it might be a good time when we have them over this Sunday and we get a chance of fellowship with them and talk to them and cry. Let them know they care for and they're accepted and they're appreciated. Making a contribution in service, coming out there in service. Doing something, Lord, we feel so inspired and blessed sometimes. We don't really ever shake hands and say, God bless you, brother. And it goes, why? We're not cultured spiritually enough. We're not spiritually refined enough. We're spiritually crude still. The finer things to really reach out and string the weak places. Jesus himself saying, like a hen that gathered a brood. He was watching that. No, maybe that day. He was coming up there to Jerusalem and passed through by one of the farms and see one of them hens there, and how she taking care of the young ones and she warmed them and the hen would use the wings to kind of hold them and gather them together and keep them kind of close and then kind of scratch them and these things. And whenever there was so much on his mind, Jerusalem was a hen that gathered brood. Amen. So I've come in here, maybe I'm trying to hug him, meet him, trying to hold it together, trying to talk to him about things of God, trying to scratch in the hole here and dig down here and say feed here and dig down here and say feed here and dig down here and say feed here. And you would not. You're not realizing that I'm trying to gather you to get you in the world to feed, to grow and bring forth real leaves. You see? That can't wither. The leaves that can't wither. Fellowship. Shady tree. Some people like to be around some people too, that's true. Say, my God, I'm really doing talking about it, talk about it, talking about you, talking about me. So I try to bring the word out, because you're kind of funny and different things. So they really want the word. Let the word do that when they put their hearts off, not maybe. So have a little more, otherwise, we have spiritual warfare down there. Uncle God, give me a special channel or something. People should not be like that condition. When you get together with saints, my God, toward the world and the blessing of the Holy Spirit and things opening up and. You know, you've seen this now, and therefore, give testimony. We don't need to go to church to give testimony. Every mind be testifying. What do you mean, you testify God? You're trying to preach to nobody then? You give me the testimony of the word is to you, the nourishment means to you, the victories in your life, how you're applying the word. That you give testimony.
Hallelujah.
See? Because you're partaking of the word, it's producing something in your life, it's giving you a victory, it's bringing you in touch with reality. And we should be that way because God has already revealed to us we are part of one another. God has revealed to us in a body of believers is preparing to do his work in this hour. He's trying to get our hearts tending to that place. He's teaching us just the things that we need to be strengthened in, to be nourished up in. Oh, so now we know God, but we don't know it in a way to influence our life. We don't know it in a way to influence our bodies. We just know it in the sense of, oh, well, if the challenge is different, I wouldn't accept that because he ate another way. No. What you know has to be life and spirit in you, that you can help somebody with it. It's helping you the way you know it for your own self. It keeps you going on. It keeps you digging deeper. See? That's the way to know it. See, you have to know things in measure. That depth of knowing things. See? Because look at these things here. When we take those things in the world, you're going to speak those things. You shall realize, oh my. You know, it may sound like silly, but as I get in our world here, you shall realize there's so much things right there. Then what we study personally. And if you're going to meet somebody talking about a new birth, we didn't know how to present you, but okay, you're born again. I mean, I kind of shock them. But you're born again, you're born again. But we didn't know where to point them, what to do, how to get, because we're not sure whether we come out scriptural way or not either. You see? And you tell me, could you have a believer established in this world? When did Aquila and Priscilla take a pause? And they say, brother, they have something. Say, brother, I have something. Could be a wonderful instrument for you. They wasn't selfish, you know. Oh, their heart was filled with the service of God, the kingdom of God, and the body of Christ. And they saw the dying Lord Jesus. It says, if God get a hold of him, he just needs to be taught a little more perfectly. You know, maybe Priscilla might have said, you know, honey, you should invite him over. You didn't get no bottles. He needs a buddy. How many wives in that? What's going on? You didn't get no drink. No, my bottles, no? Oh, he said, yeah, honey, I've been watching it myself. I've been watching myself, you know, kind of. You know, watching there, he's very, polite, and he's a nice young man. You see a clean spirit there, something fine about him. And if you just get into this world just right, he said he could be a great instrument in the service of God. And, you know, then he said, maybe such a good fight, maybe such a good. You know, he said, why don't us do it? Let me invite him home, talk to him. You know, after all, you know, we not scared of nothing. We need to scare you again in showing down an argument, because if we realize, first we're going to kind of hold, try this spirit, we're going to bring it here and see Aquila waiting like that with the scroll in the hand and the brother coming to the door, and, you know, and Priscilla have all the books and the pages folded inside. Not that, no, sir. You're not trying to win nobody, so help nobody like that, no, sir. They want to be preached to, they know just what they want to get preached to. If you guys have a fellowship and a talk with the Lord, and, you want something to eat and your fellowship and nice atmosphere, and you may find the background of a person where they come from. And all good, because then you know how to approach them. Yeah. Half the people jump on people and they don't know nothing about the person.
Yeah.
They're so set to get their own thought over at the talk and not to hear.
Yeah.
They don't have time to talk with them, find out them, how you going. Let the person see, like, wait, no, we don't want to jump on them. So now a person gets sensitive to that. You gotta let them see that. We don't want to jump on them. You talk. We reached about how you going? Where you come from? Sean sister. Yes, sure. Oh my, down there, nice place down there. It's something very interesting. And how some on your family, yes, and your school and mine. I guess that's a great privilege of a hand. You know, talk to them. That's the kind of person the prophet was. Always track me home, he's tracking me around the prophet. He talked to Henry there, he said when he was with Mr. Woods, he said, Lord, I ain't bring up religion at all. Any religion be hungry, like he talk about religion, not me at all. That guy about fishing. Yeah. Bring a fish, gonna take the woods.
Yeah.
See? That's the way it is. Anyway, let me tell you, when the Holy Spirit gets into your life, when he's training you, he's teaching you things.
Yeah.
The happiest in the way.
Yeah.
The first thing person catch something with you love them. You'll love your heart for them. If they're correct, you'll love your heart for them. They check your eye. But Ron says, he said, you go into the woods and them animals there, they could sense it if you have fear and they attack you. He said, same if people know if you love them or not. If they little bit potential, yeah, you know, and then the first time they show you, they say, well, God, I attack for you. You waste my time. You don't want to go on. You see, that was later, like a brother came every once to see me and said, hey, brother, I thought I'd call up here. This is a brotherly kindness, you know. I thought I'd call up here upon the heart and such, and you know. And, you know, brother, God did tremendous things for us, and so on. This brother prophecies coming apart. As well, That's right. I do it prophecy. I preach Malachi for prophecy. You know, so me and Duke is only the local prophecies. But I really concern me and brother. Woo! That's all needed for. Let me see. That was paint. Paint. Who are coming a big smile? A smile painted on with a few keywords. Bodily kindness and young the heart and the body. I wasn't really looking right here. See? When is your things in real? And people, they can't have no effect because the power of it is from where it's coming from.
Yes.
Not how loud it is, where it's coming from.
Yes.
If it comes from the heart, this part of that man's nature, it comes to life.
Yes.
If it's a pick up fella sticky that trying to make my look pretty or eloquent or something, it has no power in it.
Yes.
It falls. Go ahead. Have no virtue in it. Have no life. It don't produce nothing.
Amen.
See? We're going to tell the time to fly. Eh? We finish already. So, but this is good. This is what we want to see. Everything anchored right inside there, you see?
Amen.
Amen. Because it's a prepared time.
Yeah.
And if we can only see it sweep up into the homes, get among the children, get the parents, begin to feel it. You know, I say, you know, people don't get it? They go home now, mechanical. Minister, save me! You're going to be breaker! Come down here! You have no spirit in the more. Everybody got tense already and tight and nothing can happen. The meeting talk about that.
Sure.
Sure. You know the meeting talk? Meeting God and Abraham meeting. Talking. God! Holy! We ain't going to cry, holy, holy! But the Abraham door right there. That's what the meeting talk about. See? It's an atmosphere. It's where your revelation takes you. Your revelation that you have in your heart of Christ. Of what He is to you. Of His promise that has never been in presence. How no one the prophet are walking that home. That woman in Memphis. He says, Auntie. He said, you pray. We were here, sister, pray at all. We had to prove with the man here, brother. We get how we live, but we want to pray. Everything they can say from authority and put the rest in submission.
Yeah.
He said, Auntie, you pray. He said, now you pray to tell that Satan connection with God. Amen.
Sure.
He said, man, I've been king policy, I've been all kind of places, but there was something walking that home. He said, I never felt more welcome like that. He said, I didn't even pray. I said, Lord, you tell me to come here. And you know, son. He said, what should we pray? He said, oh, Lord. And I said, what should the white folks? And Lord, I was praying for this boy. And Lord, you give me this boy. I said, oh, I should pray, boy. Lord, look what calm. And look at the boy getting bad company, Lord. Oh, God, where's Elisha, Lord? You tell me, you couldn't dream last night. And you prayed away. But he knew that boy that healed already. He complimented himself. He said, you want faith from the place for 2 hours? He didn't mind faith. Because the voice was getting for me, I obeyed that. But his whole faith lived at 4 o'clock in the morning. The back was wet. She said, you see, she smiled at the pastor and I knew he was coming. She said, where's your briefcase? He said, how do you have a briefcase? He said, I knew he was coming. You ever hear what a Shulamite warned yet? In the Bible, Jai is a Shunammite woman. And God tells me he's going to send us Elijah. When he walk in, but how fit in the atmosphere? He said, Auntie, have you heard of my name? I'm Branham. Pray for the sick. No, we heard of Branham. He said, she was interested in my name or who I was. She know God talked to her, amen. He said, she was interested in the boy getting healed. She was interested in getting saved. She passed, all I want to know if God is taking her home. I just want to hear him say, he's saved. Because God did that boy to me. Oh my. And the boy, he had the boy say, he said, oh my baby. Oh mama's baby. How are you going? Oh mama's baby. And he's out there, he said, yes, yes, yes. She's right. He said, as bad as he was still mama's baby.
Yeah.
He said, oh, and then he's like his pal. He said, he had thought, God, your love is like a mother's love. You say your love is like a mother's love, you see? Look what your heart was. Look what your channel was. See, I talked to him. Did you get ready? You know, listen. Any business? Me, I just kind of a born one. She too. Huh, the way she starts bringing Elijah and said, I'm going to be praying for 2 hours. And bring the boy back on. And then 2 years after, he said, Parson Branham. He said, I don't think I know you. He said, can't remember that boy, can't remember the program. He said, I'm just he the Lord, I serve too. Brother, when we see what I'm saying, the reality, he said she was one of the old Pentecostal saints, the genuine ones. He said she was one. Amen. She wasn't on each step. But only was she was catching it, pulling it, she had a connection. And that's why I want to see that sweep out. And right now, like these little meetings here is for to get you all who home. We can take the time off from your job to come here. We can talk to you, we can start with us. Then we can just like put up in the big assembly afterwards.
Amen.
But I feel the time is now. We can't wait there, and I want to get with you in the homes, that can carry back in the home, or when your husband come or your wife come in the home, or the children come to home school to see whatever, then you can spread it all over there.
Amen.
So then when they come on the service, they all filled with it. Amen. For the grace of God, let's just stand.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't great?
Amen.
Is there one with a special need this morning before we close? Amen. Okay. God sees your hands, you can put them down now. Is there one that will have a need that they feel they need to maybe get a contact, a faith, real faith, and come and be prayed with them here in front here? Is there one like that? Okay. Definitely those four come here. Imagine. You don't want to stand on prayer line? No, we're not going to do that. I just felt that maybe there might be somebody who could be in the midst of going through something really rough at this time and just need that extra touch right there. Do you feel you all have enough faith right here to lay hands on one another? That way? Amen, these sisters and these brothers here. And right here in the congregation, with real faith in your heart, in one mind. Amen? God, any rivers you think are uncrossable. God, any mountains you can't tunnel through. God specializes in things that is thought impossible. It may be big and dark before your mind right now. It may be troubling the soul, anxious in the spirit. Don't know how you're going to come to that thing. And it seems urgent in your life. And you have a sense of desperation that it almost want to send you to despair. But God, don't move right now. And give you that release right now. Or you're just going to have your soul down. But I believe in the prayer of these faithful ones standing here. My prayer together with theirs, you laying your hands on one another in real genuine faith as Christians, as believers. If you have anything to confess in your heart, confess it right now. And the Holy Spirit will just be able to give that touch. Just what you need. Send in your way, rejoice. Let's just sing a song. He really fades softly, prayerfully, expecting God is going to hear their cry and meet their need right now. Oh God specializes.
Black Lewis. Every obstacle, let the Spirit of God just come right in down in your hearts and give the assurance, give the witness that He's true, He will do what no other power can do. He will do it for us. When you stand praying whatsoever you ask the Father, in my name He will do it unto thee. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence here with us. The sweetness of your Holy Spirit brooding upon us. The word of life is you in thought. Coming with nourishment to our hearts to build us up in this most holy faith. Placing us out where we ought to be in this hour, Father. Lord God, coming to the end of another service, another time in your presence. How we thank you, Lord, for what you've spoken to us today. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit that we felt ministering that, Lord, into our hearts. To bring life, Lord. Giving us such a clear understanding, such a divine way that you open up these things for us so we can enter therein and become more rooted and established in this faith. Lord God, here standing before this altar, before this cross, this pulpit, Lord. Lord God, as some that are needy and feel that they need to have a special touch. And I just ask, dear God, that they will lay hands on one another. And Lord, the congregation standing here, united in hearts together with me, praying for these, our brothers and our sisters, that are needy this morning, dear God. And these needs we want to concentrate on, Father. All these unspoken requests, Thou knowest every one of them in every individual heart. And as they hold it in their hearts now, as their minds, Lord God, are filled with this request, dear God, standing before Thee, Lord, looking unto Thee, the God who is more than able to supply our needs, and who said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. And some of these, no doubt, are urgent requests, dear God. They are believing that even now, Lord God, your Holy Spirit, Lord, we just move from heart to heart. And Father, you would give that witness to each and every one to let them know, dear God, by the agreement of two, hallelujah, believers standing under the blood of Jesus Christ and pleading the promise before your throne. Oh God, you are obligated and you cannot deny them that you will move on the scene and give the witness and the assurance by the Holy Spirit that the power of faith, oh God, will bring the need that they have, Father, that they shall have it met exactly as they have that request. It shall be filled out by the Holy Spirit to every detail that they would believe for it to be done. And it shall be done this morning according to thy divine power that worketh in us. Oh, God, bless them, Father, and may that need be met
And then, dear God, the rest of the congregation, I just pray that these words, oh God, will fill our being. It will be spirit and life. Oh God, the Holy Ghost will be shed abroad in our hearts. More and more, our every fibre of our beings, oh God, will be so brought under the divine control from the Holy Ghost in the control tower, controlling us to the Word of God. Grant it, Lord. Oh Jesus, may you grant it. We believe, Father, that we have received what we ask for. It's settled, Lord. We drive the stake of your word down in our hearts, where we stand and we tie our soul to the absolute of your unfailing word of promise. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, Jesus, with gratitude, with appreciation, Lord, knowing, dear God, that you are true. It is we who doubt many times, but you are true. But we thank you for the faith today to believe it, and the sweetness of the presence of the Spirit of God that inspired our hearts even now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your wonderful name. May we leave this place with your sweet presence and your richest blessing in our hearts. May provide comfort for your children and take them back. And may you abide with them throughout this day and even forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. Could you all say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's just say thank you, Lord. You may have a seat. We are ready to go. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Like that leper coming back miles and miles. Couldn't get a hitch. Couldn't hitchhike, had no passage. Feet was all blistered up when he came. Didn't even know how he was going to go back. But he wanted to say thank you. He was delivered. It was better to have blistered up feet and don't know how you're traveling back than to be free from your leprosy. Oh my, free from the leprosy. He had to come back. Family tried to say, well, he didn't understand. He knows all things. You don't have to go back and tell it to him. But his words were showing the depth of his appreciation just went from. He knows it would make the Lord feel better. And that is how, if we could just take that, take those thoughts and sing this little song. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you.
Lord, we just want to live for you and serve you. Love you with all of our hearts, all of our souls, all of our mind, with all of our strength. And to love our brothers and our sisters as ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. Singing, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord.